Members, please show their attendance by voting. Have all members voted? Clerk, please take the roll.
39 present, one absent.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, there are no members excused from the call of the House today. I move and ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Members, please stand for prayer by Pastor George McNevin. Representative Malone.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Chief Clerk please certify the journal for the previous day?
There is a correction to the House Journal Supplement Number 2. The Local Boundary Commission recommendation should be shown as being submitted on January 23, 1979, on pages 1 and 3. With this correction, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 10th day and House Journal Supplements Numbers 1, 2, and 3.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 10th day, House Journal Supplements Numbers 1, Number 2 as corrected, and Number 3 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, those journal corrections and the journal for the previous day stand certified. Are there any introduction of guests? Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fortunate today to have
Mr. Montgomery.
In Gallery A, it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. John Garvin, and I believe he has some of his associates with him. He's from Anchorage, and he's associated with the Alaska Association of Health and Services. Dr. Garvin.
Any further guests for introduction? Not. Messages from the Governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, the Alaska Lands Legislation, the Antiquities Act, and related issues pose obviously sincere threats to the future of Alaska. It is also clear that they contain the potential for provoking distrust and discord. It is vitally necessary that the legislature and the administration put aside the traditional competition that sometimes exists between us and pull together toward a common objective. To this end, I am extending an invitation to you and your colleagues to meet with me and my key staff to discuss recent developments and plan a general strategy for approaching this most crucial issue. That meeting will take place in my conference room Friday, January 26, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Realizing the limited size of that room and that there are very many important issues and viewpoints to consider, I urge you and your colleagues to either appear in person or send a representative. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. A copy of this letter has been placed on each member's desk.
I asked the clerk to read this letter because I thought it was very important, and the meeting will be happening tomorrow. Every member that wishes to attend the meeting, please leave their name at my office so I can figure out how many people want to go. I think they would like to allow as many people to go as possible, except for the room size. So possibly everybody that wants to attend will be able to. If there's too many, we'll try to divvy it up so everybody's included. So do that before noon today, please. Are there any further messages from the governor?
There's a communication from the governor stating that he's establishing a joint task force consisting of representatives from public and private sectors to review issues and make recommendations to the administration on matters of state policies and plans in telecommunications. I expect that with the joint efforts of the industry and government, we can create mutually acceptable and beneficial results. I would like to appoint you, or if necessary, your designee to serve on that task force. This letter is 3 pages long. It has been duplicated and placed on your desk.
At this time, I'd like to appoint Representative Fred Brown to represent this body on that task force.
I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
There's a communication from the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, George Holman, Chairman. The subject is forwarding of sunset audits with discussion of legislative oversight responsibilities. Enclosed are sunset audit reports of 13 boards and commissions that will terminate June 30, 1979. We are forwarding these reports to you so that they may be distributed to the appropriate standing committees you will designate to perform the legislative oversight function. According to AS 446650, the Standing Committee of Legislative Jurisdiction, as provided in Rule 20 of the Uniform Rules of the Legislature, shall hold one or more hearings to receive testimony from the public and other parties that have associated responsibilities or interests. In addition, the committee shall consider legislative audits report, the agency's proposed budget, the agency's program performance report, and any other tools that might assist them in evaluating the conduct and activities of the agency being terminated. It is important to note that the terminating agency shall have the burden of demonstrating a public need for its continued existence during the public hearings. This was just the first 3 paragraphs. It's 3 pages long. It has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Under those reports, there is a considerable list of them, and maybe the Chief Clerk could read the list there. Most of them, except for the one referring to the Alaska Transportation Commission, will be referred to the Commerce Committee. The Alaska Transportation Commission review will be referred to the State Affairs Committee.
Did you want me to read this?
Just read the titles of the ones that are being referred to.
To Commerce, a performance review of the Division of Occupational Licensing, Department of Commerce and Economic Development. A board review of the Board of Nursing. A performance review of the Alaska State Medical Board. A performance review of the Board of Pharmacy. A performance review of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. A performance review of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners. A performance review of the Board of Dental Examiners. A performance review of the Board of Veterinary Examiners. A performance review of the Board of Examiners in Optometry. A performance review of the Board of Dispensing Opticians. A performance review of the State Physical Therapy Board, a performance review of the Board of Nursing Home Administrators, and to State Affairs, a performance review of the Alaska Transportation Commission. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
As a word of explanation, this is from the Sunset Law that was passed a couple of years ago, and the long list of those referred to the Commerce Committee are dealt with occupational licensing. If other chairmen have an interest in those, they might get with me and talk about that. Otherwise, they'll just be referred in bulk to the Commerce Committee. Is there any further communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Joint Resolution Number 11 by Martin, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to state aid to private educational institutions.
Hess and Judiciary.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 83 by Branson, Bettesworth, Eliason, Haugen, and O'Connell, an act relating to the raw fish tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Meekins. House stand at ease. House, please come back to order. There's no calendar today, so we'll waive consideration of calendar. Unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I'd like to appoint the members of this body to the Legislative Council. Representative McKinnon as Vice Chairman, Representative Miller, Representative Gardner, Representative Brown, Representative Fuller, Representative Eliason, and Representative Phillips. Some other appointments also, the Administration Regulation Review Committee. Representative Freeman as Vice Chairman, Representative Parr, and Representative Byrne. The Budget and Audit Committee still will be announced. We have some That will be announced at a later date. To the Alaska Code Revision Commission, Representative Fred Brown. To the Western States Legislative Forestry Task Force, Representative Eliason and Representative Freeman. These are the last three that I've read here to the Western States Legislative Forestry Task Force and the Code Revision Commission are reappointments. Those members had served in the past session. Is there any other items under unfinished business? Special orders. Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce the weekly Republican luncheon at Sally's Kitchen. Today at noon, the guest speaker this week will be Senator Tim Kelly. Also, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Byrne, Representative O'Connell, and myself be excused from the call of the House on January 27 and 28.
Is there any objection? Not, the members will be excused on those dates. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I'll give some advance notice because both bills are of some interest and controversy. Next week, the House Commerce Committee will be considering House Bill 17 relating to the James Dalton Highway, which, besides renaming the highway, also would, I believe, open it up as part of the Alaska Highway System. That's the North Slope Road. And also, toward the end of the week, we're hoping to get into House Bill 24 relating to the lien law. Those meetings will be on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday next week at times it will be posted.
Representative Parker.
Mr. Speaker, CRA will meet at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in room 628 of the courthouse.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, a little advance notice, especially for the newer members. Judiciary Committee will hold its first meeting Monday, and we'll be dealing with House Bills 63, 64, and 65, all of which are aimed at establishing a legal defense fund for Alaskans convicted of violating the Antiquities Act.
Representative Osterbeck.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Resource Committee will meet today at 3 o'clock. It'll be more of a briefing by Mr. Fred Bones, Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources, and he'll explain some of the resources to the new members. So we'll be meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Representative Branson.
There'll be a Republican caucus after adjournment.
Representative Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, there will be a fairly brief meeting of the State Affairs Committee this afternoon, probably just about 15 minutes for a little bit of orientation. We'll actually take up bills on Friday, but not today. And for the benefit of the skiers and the group, pleased to announce that we're going to cancel the Saturday meeting I had planned earlier. The bills we planned to have at that time actually need more notification for people who might want to testify. So for that reason, we'll not meet on Saturday.
Representative Meekins.
Finance Committee will meet right at 10:45, and we'll go until 12 o'clock, and then we'll reconvene at 1:30. And we'll be listening to the revenue projections for this year and also some for the next couple of years out.
Representative Buckle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HES Committee will meet at 1 p.m. this afternoon, very briefly, because the room we have is still crowded with supplies.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the Fairbanks delegation is supposed to meet today at noon with two people from the Alaska Association of Helping Services in the Butrovich room. Any other members, of course, are certainly welcome to attend if they wish. Bring your own lunch. We're not feeding that for free.
Are there any further announcements? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Joe McKinnon be excused from the call of the House January 26th.
Hearing no objection, Representative McKinnon will be excused on those dates. Representative Buckle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also ask to be excused for tomorrow, February 26th.
Okay. If there's no objection, Representative Buckle will be excused tomorrow. Any further announcements? Representative Anderson? Could you adjourn us?
Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, we're adjourned to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.